This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
GOP lawmakers have proposed a tax overhaul that could double the standard deduction for taxpayers in an effort to simplify the tax filing process. But as KUT's Jimmy Moss reports, a simpler tax form could hurt a number of local nonprofits.
Great news for those of you who don't want to itemize your taxes to maximize your return. Both the House and Senate are proposing tax overhauls that would double your standard deduction. But there's a trade-off, which could hurt donations to nonprofits.
Unfortunately, the downside of that, we would go from 30% of taxpayers itemizing down to 5% of taxpayers itemizing.
This is Rick Cohen. He's a spokesperson for the National Council of Nonprofits in Washington, D.C.
That means that only 5% of taxpayers would still have access to the charitable deduction, which is a vital incentive for people to give.
Cohen says a drop-off like that means a lot of money not given to nonprofits.
We've heard estimates saying that anywhere from $13 to $26 billion in giving to the work of nonprofits and communities across the country would be lost every year.
In Austin, there are more than 5,000 registered nonprofits, including this radio station. Philanthropy in Austin is growing, but lags other cities its size.
We're really good at volunteerism here in Austin, and we're ahead of the national average, but we have some room to make up for on the national average of giving in dollars.
Celeste Flores is executive director of I Live Here, I Give Here, a fundraising nonprofit that helps around 700 other nonprofits around town through Amplify Austin Day. Austin ranks 33rd in money donated among the top 50 metro areas in the U.S. And Flores says since the city's younger population doesn't give as much, losing the tax incentive to give may not be that important. She says the key is to motivate donors on the strength or missions of the programs they're giving to.
It's all about learning about our community of nonprofits and being inspired to give. So I think it's on us, too, as an ecosystem of nonprofits, to inspire and to share what the needs are of the community and how we're solving those needs.
Inspiration aside, there is still a big push of donations at year's end because of the itemized charity deduction. I Live Here, I Give Here receives about 5% of its annual gifts in the last week of the year. KUT receives hundreds of individual donations that same week, with more than a third of those last-second gifts posting on the last day. Rick Cohen again.
10% of giving to nonprofits occurs on the last 3 days of the year, which really points to the fact that that tax incentive is an important motivator to give and to give more.
The House and Senate still have to reconcile the differences in their respective tax plans. There will be changes, among them, perhaps, a rollback of the doubling of the standard deduction. GOP leaders are hoping to pass an overhaul by the end of the year. Jimmy Moss, KUT News.